This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, eight games extravaganza here on a Friday. Here we go, starting with Boston taking on the Orlando Magic in Orlando. Boston leads 2-0. Boston, a 3.5-point favorite on the road.
6 o'clock ESPN tonight, Boston wins. They cover. Boston Celtics minus 3.5. They keep rolling.
All righty. Now, they do have some injury concerns. Jaylen Brown, questionable.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Tatum out again. Most likely.
Yeah, that's precautionary.
But Brad says it doesn't matter who
did
plays for the Celtics.
Did you see Porzingis get his head, like, damaged?
Came back and played through it. I loved what he said about, I like to come back and hear the crowd cheering. He was honest about it.
All NBA players do.
He admitted it, though, bro.
No,
Most of them don't admit it.
Most of them try to act
too. He was laughing as he said it, and he said it. He said it, and I loved it.
All these guys.
He took it. I mean, that was a big cut.
It was a gash, 5 stitches.
Yeah, it's nasty.
He said he came out with a
blood all over the head.
Did you see Mazzulla's answer on it?
What did he say? I like to see him bleed.
I liked it. Is that what he said?
Now, like dude is weird, and
that's
weird. But I'm starting to think it's genuine. He's just that dude. You pointed it out. I think
the Joker. He's the Joker.
Yep,
bro. He was like, yeah, I like him. He comes back and bleeds on the floor.
I like watching him.
And
bleed
he comes
on the floor.
Back in. I like watching him.
What
bleed
a
on the floor.
Weirdo!
He did. He scared me. John's right. Joker is who he is.
Yeah. Okay. You want to move the second one?
Let's go to Pacers-Bucks in Milwaukee. Indiana up 2-0 in the series. Bucks minus 5.5 at home.
So I'm going with the Pacers and the plus 5.5. They are rolling. The Bucks look like a damn mess. So give me the Pacers plus 5.5.
Okay. Tonight, 8:30, Lakers on the road at Minnesota. Series tied at 1 apiece. Minnesota minus 3.5.
It's a 1-1 series. A little different here. Least confident on this one, but LeBron's going to come out to play tonight at 8:30 on ESPN. He's going to go over 23.5. Lakers plus 3.5.
Folks, you cannot quantify the edge right now that Brad has given you. LeBron is going to show up and play.
And he's just throwing out props and just feeling real confident.
All right, we are on to tomorrow.
Yep, starts at noon.
Cavs at Heat. Cleveland minus 6.5 on the road.
This is the roly-poly theory in effect. Cleveland keeps rolling. I was stunned at what the Heat have not put up the fight I thought they would put up. But
they covered. You had them. They covered.
Well, they're still losing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, you had them in game two. They fought for you. They only lost by 9.
They did.
You had 12.5.
What's the line on this game, John?
This is going to be a 6.5-point spread.
All right.
Will the Cleveland roll that well?
Well, they will.
To that degree.
Now, I'm not familiar with the roly poly theory.
It was the first time I heard of it.
Everybody knows
the roly poly theory.
I've heard of the zigzag. Sorry, I've never heard
maybe
of the roly poly
usage of the words.
Have you patented that? By
no,
chance?
When it's
not
rolling.
Yeah, it's the roly poly. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
I'll go with Cleveland plus 6.5.
No, you're not getting plus. You're getting
minus 6.5.
You're laying.
Beg your pardon.
Brad, you're trying to sneak them in on you.
It doesn't matter because it's going to be a winner.
I'm going Cleveland.
All right, Cleveland minus 6.5 for Brad Carson on the road as part of the roly-poly insect theory.
We're watching it.
We'll see if there are any other theories that make their debut in this segment.
Sure.
Thunder in Memphis against the Grizzlies.
Oh, boy.
Thunder minus 14.
Now,
and a half.
This was the one where the Grizzlies covered last night.
Going for the sweep. They did cover, but it took a 29-point lead to barely cover.
What's your number here?
14.5.
Yep. Thunder, plus 14.5.
It's minus 14.5.
Minus 14.5. I got to get my words right.
Now, is there a number that you wouldn't bet the Thunder at?
No.
That's what I, he's like,
Thunder,
yeah,
whatever the points are.
Right up
all
my alley.
The all of them.
24.5.
Doesn't matter. It, Oklahoma, whatever the number is. I'm, yeah.
Would you lay it if it was 24.5? Like, I'm just trying to figure out where is your last
number. What would be the threshold?
Would you lay it if it was 17.5?
Yep. Anything under 20.
Anything. So 19.5 you lay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
all
think
right.
so.
All right. So Brad's
but
got
don't
the
have
Thunder.
To. You get more. You That's, get less
this
than
is
that.
Also the roly-poly here.
Right. They keep rolling.
Denver Nuggets on the road at Clippers. LAC up 2-1, minus 6.5. Clippers.
Clippers minus 6.5.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going with Clippers. I mean, it's the same thing I said yesterday, and I stand by that, which is there's nothing stopping the Clippers. You guys just said it.
You looked smart yesterday.
Yep. And then two more. Rockets on the road at Warriors, series tied, one apiece. No update on Jimmy.
Yeah.
We should say that. No update. I think he's probably going to be out. He might be out. He might play. I have no idea.
I mean, that dude busted his ass.
But the Warriors are minus 2.5.
At home, give me the Warriors minus 2.5.
You don't care if Jimmy Butler plays or not.
I don't care if Jimmy Butler plays or not, busting his ass. If Steph Curry is on the floor, which he will be, and you're at home, and this is, well... I mean, I'm not that confident about it, but I'll take the Warriors minus a...
Well, you don't have to, Brad. I mean, you could take whoever
I want the home team.
Right.
I want the Warriors.
All right. We're not forcing you to pick the Warriors.
I know.
He's overloading.
Yes.
We're going to get this thing
This is
going.
A heavy amount of picks, y'all.
This is a big test.
I was prepped for 3, not 8, but we'll get there.
And that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get some dubs
some
for the audience finally.
Y'all.
One more,
and
then we got
last
more.
One on
yes,
Sunday.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Knicks, Pistons in Detroit. Pistons minus 2.5.
Knicks plus 2.5.
We have a real Knickerbocker on our hands here.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I love the Knicks.
You're like a Charles Oakley, Pat Ewing fan.
Yeah, I think that the Pistons are good. I think I agree with everything you said about Durin and the plucky Cade Cunningham and their terrific team. But Cat's got something to prove. Is Cat's going to play?
He played great last night.
So give me the Knicks and try to turn this thing in their direction and go back home.
All right, so we're going to do this for transparency purposes. Brad, if you are fading Brad,
let's go through it here.
You are going to take these following picks. Again, you're fading Brad's picks. You will take the Magic plus 3.5. You will take the Bucks minus 5.5. You will take the Timberwolves minus 3.5. You will take the Heat plus 6.5. You will take the Grizzlies plus 14.5. You will take the Nuggets plus 6.5. You will take the Rockets plus 2.5. And then you will take the Pistons minus 2.5.
All right.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Get a little recap for the weekend.
And I'm looking forward to coming in here on Monday and saying that Brad finally slipped and fell.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Good move, loading him up.
If you go 6-2 in these 8, the segment's over.
Well, no, you just changed the tail.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, we're going
to
just
because then
we'll
have
pivot.
To take advantage
pivot.
Of the hotness.
Now we have Rain Man on our hands.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no real.
You just ride the wave.
I don't know how he does it, mm-hmm. right? But he's gone from a loser to a winner in one offseason.
That's gambling, though, isn't it? Like we all have.
No. I think something is fundamentally. I think you're working.
I'm not reading anything. I promise you, zero prep on this.
I think Brad is working with a syndicate.
He wasn't even looking at GameCast this time. This guy's got his picks already in.
He used to check the injury report. Now he doesn't even.
He didn't even need to do it.
That's right. I know who you're.
I'm looking right at ESPN.
You're working
with
Chernoff. You and him have got.
Hell no. No, I'm looking at some matchup predictor.
11-4 is impressive,
half-ass ESPN graphic.
11-4 is impressive.